and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good evening. Ooh, we are up and we are hot and we are ready to go. Good evening and welcome to North State Now with Linda Bott here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Also streaming live at KCNR1460.com. How are you all doing tonight? The reason I say that is because I've got three lovely ladies with me tonight. And can I say that? Three of very important individuals. We're just going to call them chicks because we're going to be talking about an event that is happening at the rodeo on the 19th. We're going to talk a lot about different things with the rodeo. We're so excited because it's Redding's 75th rodeo, and there's so many exciting elements to this 5, 6, 7, 8 night of gala. Unbelievable rodeo, but one of my favorite events ever. But first, can I say, hello, Liam.
How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I'm hanging out, man.
All right.
I'm having a great time.
Well, I know you've been playing a little Casey and the Sunshine Band, but you can pull out some cowboy disco for me, some cowgirl disco. I'm all about it.
I got you.
Pull anything you. I know you always. You got me. I feel it. It's just so good. So again, Chicks and Chaps is an event that happens on the 19th of May, and this is a really incredible fundraiser. It really feels at a certain point, once you go every single year, because it really it touches your heart in such a way that you want to be part of this incredible event. So I'd like to introduce who's with me tonight that have been instrumental. First of all, I'd like to start with Sheila Hoyer, who is the, I want to say CEO, but you're like the chair, and you've been, you really kicked some hiney and made this thing happen.
Oh, thank you. Well, it takes a village, and there's a couple of village members here tonight.
Absolutely.
Everybody's a huge part of it.
Right, and I attended an auxiliary Redding Rodeo Women's Auxiliary last night, and I just, you know, I can't say enough about Bonnie and how she runs a meeting and just the heart of everybody there. It's really great. Also with us is Bailey Alexander. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, I heard great things about you, that you spoke in front of City Hall.
I did.
Yes. Redding City Council, excuse me. And my husband raved about you. I didn't attend that particular meeting. But people said great things, and I've also heard that, okay, now this gal, Bailey Alexander, is the future face and the current face, but really our future of rodeo.
Oh, well, thank you. It was kind of a last-minute speech I had the opportunity to do, and I just hope I did the Redding Rodeo proud. That was my main goal, and spoke from the heart, spoke from experience and past experiences, and you know, I did the best that I could, and I'm glad I could do that for them. They're a great organization, and I love the people that work with it.
We're going to really delve into everybody's individual past and find out how it all the culmination of where we are now. And of course, with us is the woman. If you could see this woman, she's got the most beautiful hair, and I just really enjoy being around her. And that's Kim Gooch. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And tell us your role.
So my role is co-chair of Chicks and Chaps.
All right. And next year you're chairing.
Well, we'll see about
that. Okay, okay.
I have been the photographer the last few years and have thoroughly enjoyed that. And this year I've been asked to take on some additional responsibilities, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I've also been able to do some of the fluffier, fun things, like order our surprise background that we're going to have this year that I think everybody's going to enjoy taking pictures in front of.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So we're going to change it up a little bit for the 75th.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit. We go in 15-minute segments here, so I'm going to start with you, Kim, and let's talk a little bit about your rodeo history. Share with our listeners how you just share your love of rodeo and share with our listeners so they know who you are.
Absolutely. So going way back, to when I was 10 years old, a few decades ago, I got my very first horse, and at the time I was living in Gilroy, California, so believe it or not, my very first rodeo was the Salinas Rodeo. And from then, I fell in love with rodeo, and I've been in the horse world, and it's never left my heart. Fast forward a few years, and we moved to Redding, California, and that was in 1988. I went back to Chico State, got my degree, and I loved Redding so much that I came back. And in 1992, I went to the Redding Rodeo, and I started to get to know more people in the community that were involved in horses. And next thing you know, I'm asked to come to a Redding Women's Rodeo Association meeting, and I joined. And here I am, since 1994, a member, and now helping out with also the auxiliary and the men's. And I have quite the wide variety of duties throughout the three clubs.
What I love, and what one of the things I find a great honor in when I do my radio show is I have no hesitation to ask people, because I'm interviewing them. It, you know, I call it like a coffee chat. You know, let's just forget about it. Don't be nervous, because I really want to know about you. And we were at the National Rodeo Finals this year. It was the first time ever for me. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Want to go back again. I learned so much. And it's a such a rich history. And knowing that you started rodeo at 10 years old and got your horse, that tells me a lot about your heart for rodeo.
Absolutely. And now, keep in mind, I was never the fastest, so after trying Gymkhana a few times, I decided it wasn't for me and I was better as a spectator, but still, the love of rodeo has never left my heart.
That's fantastic. Now, Bailey, let's go on to you and a little history. I know your folks.
Yeah, pretty much everyone knows my folks.
I know your folks, and this is my first time actually meeting you. So tell us a little bit about, of course, you've grown up with horses, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, so I guess, I mean, I started in the horse industry before I could even walk. My first word was horse. Horsey, horsey, my mom always said. And she knew she was in trouble right then and there. And they never pushed it on me, but it was definitely first word, first love, that's what I stuck with. And I continued on with it. I started off jumping when we lived in Rockland, California.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we moved up to here. I can't remember what year. I think I was probably 8 or 9. And I started with Stephanie Boyce. I started doing the all-around. I did the horsemanship, trail. You know, I kind of did the shiny stuff for a little bit. And then I found reining. And I kind of bebopped back and forth with that for a while. And reining really stuck with me, and I had a great time with it. It was really my passion. And then I decided, well, I'm going to take my passion to college. And I showed horses all throughout high school, and my goal was to go ride for a D1 equestrian college. And Fresno State approached me with an offer I couldn't refuse, and it was close to home. So I took it, and I rode for their team. I was a starter from my freshman year on, and I had the best time. I mean, the girls were so much fun. The memories that we made, the lessons that I learned, the horses that I got to rode was quite the experience.
A dream to be able to take your horse. Well, could you take your horse?
No. So what you actually do is, so say for example, we were competing against Texas A&M at Texas A&M.
Okay.
We fly to Texas A&M probably about the night before. Then the next day, you know, competition starts. You get to watch the horses warm up. You get a little sheet that says, it's a 5-6-year-old horse. You ride it one-handed, two-handed. Don't do this, don't do that. Very basic. I mean, there was some that said, show horse, really fun to show. Go have fun. Like, great. Might not be that fun. But you'd watch them warm up. Whether you were first or second, you would go head-to-head with your opponent from Texas A&M. There'd be 5 of us on the roster, and it'd be head-to-head. So if I was going against rider B, maybe they got to show first, maybe I did, and whoever got the highest score, you get 4 minutes to warm up, ride this horse and figure it out, and then you have to go and show it. So it could be something that's very, really broke, or something that's not very broken, you got to figure out how to get it around the pen the best that you can.
How exciting. What a challenge. What a beautiful challenge.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Wow. Did anybody get bucked?
Oh, there was quite a few.
Wow.
No, not quite a few. There was, every now and then, there were some that we had. One girl I think I saw got bucked off, but that was like a freak accident. Horse turned really sharp. She just wasn't ready for it. But really, honestly, it was just mentally, physically, it was all of the things that it was just amazing.
Talking about have to be totally present and your real horsemanship shows up. And I think that it's like anything else. If you're on stage and you fall, there's a grace to it. And people are watching in competition. And I can't state that enough that your growth happens when you fail. And how you do it are you a champion or are you not a champion?
Yeah.
I think that's such an important thing. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, yes, we've got Sheila Hoyer here, and we're going to hear about your history as well with horses. I'm sure that – I think that's so generational as well. Can't wait to have our listeners hear about that. This is Linda Bott. We are on North State Now here on KCNR. We're going to do some love with our sponsors after this break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. The sun is out just in time for our spring sale and your chance to save big on your home improvements. May 5th through the 14th, Triple 15 fertilizer is on sale for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Have you tried our Garden Power soil yet? It will be only $51.99 a yard. 3/4-inch Cascade Rock is on sale for only $39.99 a yard. Been considering a pond? All products to build your new water feature will be 15% off. Pool sand for your above-ground pool is now only $31 a yard. Installing new or replacing your existing sod? Laux Landscape Supply will build a package customized with the right soils, sod, and fertilizer to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, all while at sale prices. Whether you pick up or we deliver, we have the tools and the equipment to take you through your project from start to finish. The spring sale at Laux Landscape Supply is May 5th through the 14th. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Oh, yeah. Liam.
Down on the corner by the traffic lights, everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they...
Welcome back. We're talking all rodeo right here at the rodeo. We're going to be getting into chicks and chaps in a minute. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor of tonight's show, and that's Wonderland Signs. If you're looking for a banner, they've done our cards. They've done our logo. If you go and you look into the Enjoy magazine, you'll see North State Now. They did our ad as well as our KCNR ad every month. Wonderland Signs, where they design just the most incredible artistic work from scratch. located at 273. So a shout out to Tom and to Steve and to Karen and the people that work there in that sign shop and do just really excellent work. All right, so now, Sheila Hoyer.
Hello.
Hi, get in there. Come on, you're so shy, okay. But you're not shy when you get on a horse.
No, but yeah. Other than that.
So tell us, you know, and plus you've been a stylist. So I was thinking about you the other day because you've been owned your own hair salon and you've been a hair artist.
Stylist.
A stylist.
Yeah,
so you have developed good friendships. And you are kind of like, you know, like a mentor priest when women and men come to you.
Yes.
There's conversations they have with you that they don't have with anybody else.
That's true. That's true.
And you're the holder of secrets.
I am. And I'm also given the honor of walking people through a lot of this. It's a difficult process for people who have cancer. So I've been able to be there with them.
Share testimony.
Yes. And just be an ear for them to talk to when they're no one else kind of understands. There's so many good programs out there that will help people that you need to be utilized, but I'm lucky enough to see that almost a daily basis where I get to sit and talk to people.
When years ago I had you did a book on, it was a wonderful book about cowboy.
Right.
And I mean, it's like the miracle that happened with your horse. And that was when I first met you. And I had the goose pimples and the love in my heart for you in that very moment. And I'm so happy to see that you're doing the Chicks and Chaps because this is a breast cancer fundraiser and we have women and men, but we have doctors that come out, we have speakers that come out, we have testimonies from survivors, people actually going through treatment. Through the years, we've lost some.
Quite a few people, yes.
Some of our dear ladies that have been precious to us.
Yes, and that's why it's really important because it's constantly evolving cancer therapy. So anything we can do to support that, especially in our local communities, and it's just a never-ending need.
Well, when I would think, when you get the diagnosis, and I can only go through my personal experience, I didn't, but for 4 months, there were weekly tests of you may have. And then it's like, then if you do get the diagnosis, what do you do with that? Who are your people? And that is where I think your testimony is very powerful and you sharing your experience is very powerful because that will help people to open up and know that they're not alone.
I think that it's really important. And it is a really solitary journey, no matter how much your family and friends love you. It's something that you have to do on your own. So anything we can do to help people is really important. I mean, it's difficult to be diagnosed and to hear the words. And once you've heard them, you can never unhear them. So it's always going to be a process, and it's always going to be checkups and scans and blood tests, and that's your life. So it's definitely something that definitely can be difficult for a lot of people who don't have support.
I have a girlfriend, my best girlfriend, actually, who moved from California to Texas, and the month that she, like 3 months after she moved there, she got breast cancer. And so she went through, and I couldn't be out there, so, you know, but she really wanted to kind of do this alone. She left her family, and she and her husband moved to Texas, like a lot of people have moved from California, but after she's gone through the chemo and the radiation and that kind of thing, lost her hair is back now, it's that pill. the pill. And then there's a, you know, if there's something in her body that's been hurting, it nags at her to think, okay, did it move? I'm cancer free, but has it moved? So that is something that I don't think people understand.
That's a difficult one. And every little ache and pain, you automatically go there. And so you have to learn to live with it. And you have to learn that to stay calm and to talk to your doctors and just know, you know, have faith in yourself to heal and be strong. And that's really something that we can all help with in this community by supporting this fundraiser.
And the fundraiser is the 19th. There's just 91 tickets. That's what makes it really fun. But why we're learning the information and driving it home, the funds that are raised, there's a special raffle and that's going on that for that. And the tickets, I think there's maybe just 15 tickets left now.
Right about.
Okay, so those who are listening and would like to attend this fun luncheon from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 19th, and is there a rodeo ticket included in the price?
There is. There's a Friday night ticket in the Chick Pit, which is a special section of rodeo in the stands, so that everybody that supports the event can be there together. So it's a real fun thing for you and your girlfriends to be in the Chick Pit.
All right, and so let's segue now. We've talked to Bailey, and we've talked to Kim about the history of their horsemanship, and we're going to talk in the next segment. We're going to go into Reading Rodeo and the Knights and that kind of thing. But we're really here to kind of highlight Chicks and Chaps and everybody's involvement. But let's talk about your history in the horse world.
Well, I started my great grandparents, my grandparents, my mother. All were born on the same ranch, and my love from horses, I think, was day one, you know, and I've carried that with me my whole life. I've had some great horses. Cowboy was the most amazing horse, and now I have Hombre.
Yeah. Love you, girl. Well, Cowboy lit up everybody's life, and then you just kind of, I believe now that I have a horse, that there is, you know, like they talk about a unicorn. No, there's
your horse.
There's horse magic.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's something about what happens when you're out with your horse that no matter what's going on in your life calms you down. Right? Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
I was out with my horse today, and I mean, I came out right when she was being fed. She was like, I'm sorry, it's like having her nails done. Excuse me. But
they're very particular about their food, especially the mares.
Yeah.
Wave that carrot. She was so sweet with me, though. She was sweet. Just like, I think she was like, I'm going to give you what you want because you got to leave me alone so I can go back and eat.
Well, and when you get that unicorn of a horse, like my very first horse, you don't realize what you have until it's gone, and you try to go out and get another horse, and it just never quite is the same. I have pictures going back to, again, when I was 10 years old. I'm standing up on this horse riding bareback. My mom said, just go for the day, ride all day, would take me wherever I wanted to go, never had to worry about it, never spooked, and now I wish I could replicate him, and his name was Sierra, and he'll always be my heart horse.
Oh, yeah, your heart horse. Somebody was talking about their heart horse the other day, and I can't remember who it was, but I thought that was interesting because even though they have one or two or three since that horse, that was the one
that resonated
to their soul. And because I grew up like first through fifth grade with two horses, and I did 4-H, but I'm not like you guys that were real equestrians. So then this horse came into our lives later on, 2 years, like going on 2 years now, and it just is a natural unfolding of what it is. So I've realized no matter what I think it should be, it's only what it is today, and be good with what it is today. And there's something beautiful in this lesson of that.
Absolutely. I've got my horse at home. Thank goodness still. I mean, he's 20-something years old, and I've gotten to take him to college with me. He's taken me to the World Show. He's helped me through. I actually got him. We bought him when I was going through the Myth of Summit My Health stuff. And there's a lot of horses that could have taken advantage of me because I wasn't really all there. And he helped me every step of the way. He kept my life normal. He got me to college. So he's the horse. Anyone that wants to ride, I just know I can always count on him. And I will never have another one. His name is Styx. And
Styx.
I will never own another one. And I just love him so much. And
yeah,
I can't think of a day that I can't live without him.
Oh, man. All right. So on that note, we're going to take a break. We're coming back. More about Chicks and Chaps. More about Rodeo 75th anniversary, folks. Tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. I think we heard last night from the lady selling the tickets. What's her name?
Renee.
She's just fabulous, by the way. She was in Vegas. That's a team. Talk about a team. Yeah, another one, another great, solid on the team. Think about what that is to run that box office and the monies and all that, everything. That just
I work in there with her, so man. I know exactly what
it takes. A certain kind.
She does a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, tickets are on sale, and I think they're talking, there's a few seats in boxes on Wednesday. I think they have just a few of the rodeo flats open on the weekend. So I know that we're going to be giving tickets away in the stands on a couple of those nights, but do go get your tickets. Don't wait till the last minute, because this is really a big deal. And, of course, let's talk about the Cowboy Channel when we get back, too. We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlieu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlieu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlieu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlieu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlieu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlieu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlieu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlieu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, this is Your Talk Radio, and KCNR1460.com, this is North State Now with Linda Bott. I am thrilled, really thrilled. If you've heard Carl and I on the morning show, you've heard that, we got into, because Carl, started the polo team for the Marine Corps in San Diego. And then he was I see pictures of him in his polo gear. I'm like, put the lip back in. Then he also did what's it called when you do the long, like 30 miles, 50 miles?
Endurance racing.
And so this is what I love about my husband, and he keeps me wanting to come around him and be with him because he's always evolving and changing. And I think that's really important in people and in human beings, and especially in a relationship. So he said, our chiropractor, who's Trudy Pratt, is an equestrian, and her horse is boarded out at in Palisadro off of Silverbridge. And I've known that because I've been on her table before. She's adjusting my back and seeing her boots and know that she's been out with her horse. But it just didn't dawn on me that we had lost our, you know, our puppy that became our child, you know, our furry baby after 13 years. And Carl was looking at just like maybe getting back into endurance racing. And so she said, Trudy Pratt said, come out and see the facility. And Carl was looking at, you know, like different kinds of horses that were built a certain way that could do this endurance racing, because he used to do like hardcore endurance racing. And we went out, and there was, I just went with him. And then Colleen and Trudy said, oh, I think there's a horse over here that's for sale. And there was this paint, an Overo paint. I didn't know terms or what, you know, I just knew it was a paint. And that horse looked at him, looked at Trudy, looked at Colleen, and went right to me. And they were like, oh, God, I've never seen it. I really saw that happen. And then Carl will kiddingly tell a group of people, I just thought, oh, my God, I hope it's not expensive. And I said, I do not want to steal your thunder, buddy. This is your deal. So I'm out there four times a week doing her hooves. You know, I'm not, you guys are skilled. You've been doing it since you were kids. So you can probably have so much horse knowledge in this room with the three of you. But I will say that, it's actually made my going to the rodeo an even richer experience. And I like horse people in general. I've always loved the cowboys. I grew up with families that were kind of miners and coal miners and, you know, I love the outdoors and, that kind of thing. So thank you so much for being with me tonight. I'm really excited. If you're coming back into the show, we have with us Bailey Alexander and, Kim Gooch and Sheila Hoyer. And we're here tonight to talk about Chicks and Chaps, which is an event that happens on May 19th. Sheila, before we took the break, we were, discussing your heart horse, and what it is to have this fundraiser that focuses on breast cancer. There are speakers, and there are survivors, and there's like 91 people, so it's really
an intimate affair.
Intimate affair, and women sharing stories with each other in a safe environment.
And just having a really good time with their friends.
Yeah.
So it's a day of celebration. So that's important to remember for everyone. And if that means remembering somebody who's passed in your life, or somebody who may be going through it in the present, it's just a lovely way to spend a day.
And so you have lunch, you're having cocktails, there's wonderful silent auction items, but then there's this clinic. Kim, can you tell us about the... Okay, Bailey, both of you, let's chime in on the clinic.
Yeah, the clinic's actually really fun. I got to help out with it last year, and it was a blast. So we have a few different options. We start off with kind of taking everyone. A stock manager will come, or one of our fellow cowboys will talk about informational stuff regarding the shoots, why the steers wear certain things, bucking straps, you know, all of the good deals, and just to kind of explain what rodeo is, the background, how everything works, to kind of give people just a little bit more information that they don't typically get. And then we have our fun little games, like we have our dummy roping that our rodeo queen and some of our other professionals will come help out with, as well as Bucky the Bull, which is my personal favorite, and you can kind of see how long you can stay on. He's a super riot. And then we have the opportunity to do stick horse barrel racing. That one gets quite interesting. People get quite competitive. And then lastly, when you've kind of done all your drills and kind of learned that you wanted to, you get to take pictures on Tata the Pink Horse.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's always a fun one.
All the ladies love him. Yeah.
All right.
It's a great event.
It's great.
Coming from my perspective as the photographer of the event, I would love to have everybody check out our Facebook page where you can see all the photos of our past events and all of the fun things that these ladies have got to partake in.
So in Facebook, is it called Chicks and Chaps?
Yes.
Okay, Chicks and Chaps.
Reading.
Okay, Reading, Facebook. And this was actually brought into from Montana.
Correct.
And they had to select, you know, it's a very, it's not on every rodeo.
No. There's 12 of us across the United States. And together we've raised, we're close to about the $3.5 million mark that we've raised since it first started 11 years ago.
So we'd like you to go to, what is the site, the official ticket site? And we want to encourage you to go to this particular site because some people have gone off site and that their tickets aren't good. Now we've heard that before because we used to have the Reading Civic that would come on a lot and talk about their upcoming shows and people would go buy their tickets elsewhere and they weren't good. So let's listen to this very carefully, Kim.
So for rodeo tickets specifically, we want you to go to readingrodeo.com. For our Chicks and Chaps event, we want you to go to Eventbrite. And the link is also on our Facebook page for our event.
All right, ladies, if you're listening to, or if a husband, if you're listening and you think that your wife would want to go or your mom would want to go, I can tell you that this event is near and dear to my heart. I love that. I'm honored to get asked to MC. It gives me the good gooies. So the girls generously said tonight they want to give it a ticket away, and these tickets are good not just for the lunch, but for a seat in the chick pit. So you do get a rodeo ticket for the night.
On Friday night, too.
And it's $100 value.
$100 value. So 605-4567. That's 605-4567 with 530 area code in front, as of course. And Liam's standing there. So we'd love to be able to give that away to somebody who would like to enjoy this and hang out with us. Can we go a little bit into rodeo and talk about the rodeo events?
Absolutely.
All right. So Tuesday night, last night, we had a wonderful meeting talking about the Tuesday night's the Hall of Fame dinner.
Our first annual Hall of Fame. We have some amazing inductees. We're really excited about this, and we want to do something special for our 75th year. And so for those of you that want to join us, there's tickets available to that event as well. And you'll get to see some historical people that have made an impact in Reading Rodeo.
And then Wednesday night's the Bulls.
Correct. And you can get tickets for that also on readingrodeo.com.
All right. And then Thursday night is the opening of
the whole rodeo.
With all the events.
And yeah. It's family night, isn't it?
I believe so.
I know. I have the flyer. So Thursday, Friday is Chicks and Chaps. We have, of course, the pancake. It's a big day. Pancake breakfast, Chicks and Chaps, rodeo.
Right. Wednesday, Extreme Bulls. Thursday, Family Night. Friday is Think Pink Night. So if you do come to the rodeo that Friday, make sure you're dressed in pink.
Right.
And Saturday is our Military Night.
Fantastic. And that's the closing night of the 75th. It's going to be a big thing. Now, again, 605-4567, and you will get a ticket for this Chicks and Chaps luncheon that is happening, and that also includes a ticket for the rodeo that night. So that's Friday, May 19th. Give us a call. Should we talk about some of the sponsors that have so generously donated to this event?
We've had amazing sponsors. Obviously, Reading Rodeo, number one, Wrangler, Montana Silver, Goldmart has been outstanding, Lulu's, Costco, Valor Oncology, Genesis Care. This community is famous for its support, and we have the best.
Absolutely.
We do. And Dr. Grady will be keynote speaker.
He will indeed.
Dr. Ian Grady.
Looking forward to that.
And he is, you know, we both, you know, Kim, I found out he's your doctor too, which is cool. He's
breast Western.
Absolutely. Just leading in technology. He's got something here with a new mammogram machine that nobody else in town has. So and then his sonogram machine that's amazing. So Anyway, we do have to take a break. When we come back, more in our final segment here on Chicks and Chaps with the girls. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back.
This I can't tell you why I love her. I don't even know myself. All I know is she gives me feelings I can't get with anyone.
Is that Kenny Rogers? Now I know when I know that. Okay. Welcome back. I got lost in the music. Kathleen, congratulations. You've got that ticket to Chicks and Chaps. And I'm glad you're going to join us because it really is incredible. Now, I think Kathleen, if this is a Kathleen, I think it was the year I got my belt buckle. It was close to my birthday, and I had a big table of girlfriends that all threw money in a pot. And then I put money in, and I got my beautiful turquoise Chicks and Chaps I wear proudly. I think it was 2000.
I remember that.
It's just a beautiful. I'm so proud every time I get to wear that. Every year, they do a new belt buckle for the year.
Yes, and this year's is beautiful.
There's not ever been an ugly one.
This is true.
Yeah, and so people generously donate. Now, all this money that is made from this event will stay local.
Correct. Everything stays local, and we donate back to various charities that support breast cancer patients.
And there's probably some charities that where women can't afford, and they're worried maybe their insurance. I mean,
correct.
I think most insurances do, but if somebody doesn't have an insurance.
Yes, and there's so many things that people don't think about. The gas for going to and from treatments, and treatment is pretty intense. So you're going back and forth, and there's labs and deductibles and all sorts of things.
Places to stay.
Right. We try and cover just about everything that they may need. You know, so.
Well, from my heart to you three ladies, I just thank you, because I know it takes work and dedication and a heart to do this kind of thing. So let's go around the room and have closing thoughts. Anything else that you would like to add to tonight's program? And by the way, this will be on our archives, so you'll be able to link this and always have this to send to anybody you want at any time. But let's start with you, Kim Gooch.
I want to say, again, if you're at all interested in what this event sort of looks like and you haven't been before, go to our Facebook page, because not only do we have photos of past events, but we have some photos of the beautiful items that have been donated. And I'm talking very high-end, gorgeous items, like a beautiful diamond necklace that Sheila mentioned. We also have a one-of-a-kind leather purse that was made just for this event. So when you're coming to this event, you're not getting run-of-the-mill items. You're getting very special, high-end things that nobody else has, and it's really unique and exciting, especially for our 75th year.
I remember the purse last year. It was, yeah.
Can't wait
cool.
for you to see this year, so go check it out on our Facebook
okay.
page, and it's even better in person.
Okay.
And then we have so many raffle baskets. We have all of our auction items. We have beautiful shirts that are going to be available to everybody. Lunch is going to be delicious. We're just really excited about
everything.
So
let's talk a little bit about, if you don't mind, I'm going to go to you, Bailey, in a minute, but let's talk about the shirts, because the shirts, for me, are collectibles, and I've kept every single one, and every year I wear them all summer long. I love them.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing, and this year is a one-of-a-kind. It's for the 75th, and a local, one of our, she is a sponsor flag flyer. What do you
carrier?
Call? Carrier. There you go. She's wonderful. Her name's Brandy Garcia. She sketched the shirt, and this will be the one and only time you can get that shirt. Mm. And what is included in your bag is your goodie bag, a T-shirt, some other items that we thought that you might enjoy, and some information on various support groups in lunch, NoHo Bar, live and silent auction, guest speaker, and ticket to the Friday night chick pit. So it's a lot.
It's a lot, and I need to buy one of those stickers. They're how much? They're
$5.
Limited. $5. So
first
let me
edition.
Yeah, first edition of these cute little. First of all, I love the art, and just everything about it makes me happy. If you see a black caddy running around town with chicks and the chaps in the back of it, you know that's Sheila. Okay, Bailey. Closing thoughts. Anything to add? What? Thank you for being here tonight.
Oh,
I think it's
me.
A lovely, fresh, piece of fresh air.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun with you guys. I just want to encourage everyone to come out, buy some tickets for this event, because I think I could probably put money on at least every person in Shasta County or California has at least someone they know or have come in contact with that was affected by breast cancer or cancer in general. And I think it's really important that everyone comes out, supports, raise some money. Let's get some more treatments found. Let's get, you know, the help that these girls need and the support. And I think it's going to be a great event. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be beneficial for everyone there. And so come out, come have some fun, and come learn some.
Now, you arranged, earlier in this interview, you talked about that you arranged the clinics?
Clinic? I did not coordinate it, no. But I just kind of beep bop around and kind of make sure everyone's getting to their places, know what's going on, seeing if they're having fun. I kind of participate if there's a little bit of hesitation every now and then.
Okay.
And I just kind of get people involved and having fun and keeping it moving. And I'm just, you tell me where to go, I'll go there.
Were you in the pageantry of rodeo?
I was not. However, my mom was, Audrey. She was 1965, I believe. Or, no, oh my God,
no.
1995. Oh my goodness.
She will kill you.
No, she will kill me. No, we can't let her hear this. 1995. She was a beautiful queen. It just, I have so many irons in the fire right now that it just wasn't in the cards for me. However, I did get to judge the competition, and I had a blast, and I will be carrying flags this year, so I get to be involved still, and I'm super excited because it's a great event, great people, and everyone's going to have a lot of fun.
We're going to run this show again the first week of May. I sometimes we'll do the best of or pull out something because Carl and I will be celebrating my mother's 90th birthday. And so, you know, there's certain things that you need to do, and that's a very big milestone, if you ask me. They were married. My parents were married 70 years on February 14th. So it was so cute because they came to the crab feed. They came up to the crab feed. And one of our friends at the table brought my mother a veil. And she wore that veil all night long like she was in prom. It was the cutest thing. So she's game, and they love the rodeo, so they're coming up for the rodeo, and we'll be in box seats. My dad's 92. My mom's 90. They still are driving up. They're driving up tomorrow for Easter weekend. And I just think family is so important. I won't be there, but my point is I'm running the show again because I think it's really important everybody finds out about this. And if you can't make the luncheon, and you can't, but you feel like your heart's tugged at to donate something for Chicks and Chaps, knowing that these funds are going to stay local, and you've heard some testimony tonight, where would somebody go about doing that, Sheila?
They can do it one of several ways. They can go to Facebook and send us a message, or Instagram, tag one of the posts, or they can simply call me, which is 530-351-1961, and we'd be happy to help.
And do you have Chloe, we have 5 minutes left in the program, so let's hone in on important information. We've been having fun information, yeah. But yeah.
The event is Friday of Rodeo. It starts at 10 o'clock, runs to 2, so you can go to the pancake breakfast and go right into our event. And then right after our event, you'll have a little bit of time to get home, get all fancy for Friday night of rodeo.
Sounds wonderful. Now, what do you think about the Women's Auxiliary Rodeo Group? Isn't it fun?
We love
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just see the love of, through you, you got me involved, so I think that was my third meeting last night.
I did, yeah.
And I love to see the commitment to, these are the women that are doing the steak feed, and they're cooking for the people working for the rodeo, and they're out there volunteering. It's all volunteer, folks.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's what a lot of people don't understand. Reading Rodeo is in its 75th year, and it is 100% volunteers. It's everybody that's there is there because they want to be. So,
and they pour their heart and soul into mm-hmm. it.
They do. And we do so many things. If people don't understand that if there wasn't Reading Rodeo, there wouldn't be Asphalt Cowboys. So it's really important because if Reading Rodeo goes away, the pancake breakfast goes away.
Special Kids Day.
Special Kids Day.
Which is Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
Or Monday?
I think this year, I want to say it's Monday
of the rodeo week, beginning of the rodeo week, and they were talking last night in the meeting for the Women's Auxiliary meeting about, trailering and horses and the stuff that people do when they volunteer. And I've had more people say to me that Special Kids Day is one of the highlights, if not the highlight, of the entire week.
Oh, it is for a lot of people. Yeah, it is. I mean, you have to have, there's so many things that go in, you have to have a bomb-proof horse.
Mm-hmm.
And this horse has to be ready to carry any child, and not question anything. And so you see in these horses the love of children, and you see a lot of these children that have never touched a horse, have never ridden a horse, and it's magical. It really is for all of us who've been there year after year.
Whether you're leading or your kids are in it, there's hundreds of kids that come out there, and they are just starstruck to just even pet the horse or be near it. It makes me tear up anytime I get to help with it.
And I can see that. I was just thinking about reaching up, and I love to watch those little TikTok videos of kids with their horses sticking that. You know, one was about an autistic kid, and that horse and that autistic kid just communicated, like, really communicated. And thinking about reaching up and the whiskers on the horse and the nose, getting up close is really, and that's a 1,300 pound or a, I don't know, mine's 1,300 pounds.
1,000 to 1,300.
Yeah. That's a beast. That's a furry beast. It's not a furry baby. Well, it's our furry babies, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
And so much coordination goes into this on so many levels and really throughout the entire year for all of our volunteers. It's not just rodeo week. So big shout out to all of our clubs and a big shout out to all of those that have come out to support us in the past. We couldn't do it without you, and we're so very thankful that you have generously supported us throughout these years.
And let's not forget that on Saturday we have the rodeo parade. Some of you have maybe husbands that are in the parade.
Yes, asphalt cowboys.
We appreciate what they do. Thank you so much, Bailey Alexander and Kim Gooch and Sheila Hoyer. This is Linda Bott signing off tonight here on KCNR and North State Now. Don't forget Chicks and Chaps, the Reading Rodeo, the 75th. Go to readingrodeo.com for tickets and go to your Facebook at Chicks and Chaps and Eventbrite to buy tickets. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
His cold hand. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.